This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, an issue that we didn't think we were going to be facing in this decade, you know, with everything going on. Remember, you know, year 2000, we were worried about Y2K, and then September 11th happened in 2001. Then, you know, we saw the rapid expansion of internet and phones and tech, and then we thought tech and artificial intelligence was going to take over, and you know, there were so many things. That we have the recession, depression even, then COVID. But we are facing, among so many other things now, the big controversy over transgender bathrooms, transgender sports, transgender locker rooms, and just general transgender issues. Now, one thing that has come to light is the, I don't want to use the word hypocrisy, because it's not so much hypocrisy, but where we have all these rules in place, right? So people don't feel they are sexually harassed, so they don't have to see breasts, they don't have to see a penis if they don't want to, they don't have to hear a dirty joke. An academic institution's Title IX protects against all that. But now we have this inconsistency where you have students or, you know, individuals saying, but I am being exposed. I do have to now take off my clothes in front of somebody that isn't a biological female. They might identify as female, but they aren't biological. So this issue has been brought up now in an interview with Riley Gaines. Riley Gaines shares a locker room with transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. Gaines is a former swimmer at the University of Kentucky, and she describes the atmosphere at a national swimming event as edgy due to Thomas's presence. She's a former UK swimmer, and she was on Tucker Carlson the other night speaking about this. And so, you know, we've been talking about transgender, you know, females in sports and how they may have a biological advantage, and there's all this controversy whether they should be included in women's sports or should they, how do sports grapple with it? But there are athletes bringing up, what about the locker room? How do we handle that? What about bathrooms? And you have many schools and many institutions going, look, you know, we're done with boys' room and girls' room. We don't want to be accused of discrimination. So, fine. Here you go, guys. The bathrooms, whoever wants it. But, you know, the employers and institutions are damned if they do, damned if they don't. If you have a female student that is uncomfortable taking off her clothes in front of somebody who's biologically male, who identifies as female, that could be a Title IX offense. Not allowing her an area where she could change in private. Now, yeah, you could go into a bathroom stall, but I've had patients who are transgender. I have a relative who's transgender. I have no problem with that personally, but I can understand how a lot of people do. So she told Tucker Carlson in an interview that organizers did not disclose that Thomas would be using female changing facilities. She said that's not something we were forewarned about, which I don't think is right in any means. Changing in a locker room with someone who has different parts. She's a graduate of University of Kentucky. She said, so not only were we forced to race against a male, she says, we were forced to change in the locker room with one. She said, and so then we're sitting there not even knowing who to talk to, who to complain to, because this kind of all happened behind the scenes and very discreetly. This is what she states. She accuses the NCAA for a huge lack of accountability in the protecting the integrity of women's sports. Gaines had been competing since she was 10. She's the one that tied with Thomas for fifth place in the 200-yard freestyle NCAA championships in March. Since then, she's been an outspoken critic to Thomas's presence in women's races. She feels like she's received a lot of support. She's confirmed as a speaker at CPAC in Dallas in August. But, you know, this does bring up some very interesting issues, because for those of us who are business owners, you know, with us, you know, we have a salon, there's a bathroom in the back, anybody could use it, male, women, you know, cis, trans, you know, we don't care. But when you have a school and when you have young kids, you know, parents are asking for, how are we doing this? Now, somebody could argue, yeah, but the average transgender does not attack anybody. Well, we have a father in Virginia who said, yes, her daughter was raped in a bathroom by somebody who pretended to be transgender. We, with crimes going up, rapes going up, people are on edge. And even though I support transgender rights, I completely understand how the average person is wondering, you know, where do we go with this? Because, you know, a transgender individual, everyone I know, they're amazing individuals. But it's the ones who could be fakers. Those are the ones that sadly can take advantage of the open bathrooms, the open locker rooms, the sports. Now, I'm not saying everybody that's transgender is fake. They're you know, the majority of people going through all that really do identify as that. But the potential is there. There was a transgender inmate that impregnated two other inmates. Now, I'm not saying, you know, if you're transgender, you have to completely change your sexual orientation. But how do you, you know, have inmates? And I think one was raped. That might have been in a different jail. So if these institutions are going to be also held liable for rape, Title IX offenses, how do you do this? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Supply Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I'm having an issue with Siri right now. Siri's trying to record the whole thing. So I had a patient that I want to talk to you guys about that called me up. This was, or the telemedicine company, and said that since she had COVID late spring, she's different. Her mood swings, depressed, anxious, crying a lot, and just feels crazy. She said she was great. Everything was going fine. Very stable, happy, love life. Everything was fine. Gets COVID. Since then, she's just not herself. And I asked her, you know, is she thinking about suicide? Nothing like that. Thank God. But she's like, why don't people talk about this? Well, we have. We've talked about how, sadly, people with COVID can get depressed. They can get anxious. We have a lot of people that are anxious out there, a lot of people depressed, a lot of people moody. You could feel that way during your COVID infection, or it could happen post-COVID for weeks, months, maybe even longer. So my theory, which we've discussed, is that COVID might not go away. It might live in the brain. It might, you know, camp out. And then the inflammation of it or pieces of COVID might not be getting cleared such that we still have that inflammation. That inflammation could affect the brain. But the one of the things, though, that I'm very, very perplexed about and shocked that it happens are these stories of moms killing their kids. And maybe they kill themselves with them or maybe they don't. But it seems to me that we're hearing more and more and more cases of moms killing their kids. We also see a lot of crime. We see just randomly people smacking each other, hitting each other, pushing them in front of a subway train. Now, maybe the average population was that, you know, deranged and had that killer instinct, or did a bunch of these people get COVID? And where my voice changed and I don't sing like I used to, and every now and then I have a cough, somebody else becomes homicidal. I believe in Connecticut, a father came home. We're getting details. We don't have all the details. But a father came home and sees his two or three children dead and mom dead by suicide. Mom decides to kill the kids and allegedly kill herself. When you pull up, my dad's killed kids too. But I mean, if we're just, you know, just looking right now at women, moms, shall we say, you know, West Hills mom said she killed her kids. Gresham woman kills two young children. Mom kills three kids on Mother's Day. Minnesota mother drowned three children and herself in a lake. This happened on July 7th. Connecticut mom killed her three kids before taking her own life in Danbury, Connecticut. What's going on here? As a mom, I don't want anything happening to my babies. I mean, I would give them my heart. If I thought their heart was failing, I'd rip out my heart from my chest to hand it to them. I couldn't imagine a mom killing her kids. And I think somebody needs to bring up, you know, we always bring up old drugs. Maybe she was on drugs. Or maybe she had mental illness that nobody diagnosed. Okay, you would think there'd be some red flags if somebody was going to want to, you know, destroy their family. You would think there'd be some red flags. Excuse me. But sadly, and some of these, they're not like single moms. They're moms in homes with supposedly support, and everybody's shocked. And so, you know, speaking to this one patient, and she's like, I can't control it. I can't control how I feel, she told me. So, of course, you know, I sent her to urgent care ER, told her to reach out immediately to her regular doctor, and I got psychiatry involved, things like that. You just wonder if maybe the reason why we're seeing such an uptick in crime, well, one is that there's, you know, lax laws, less police. Police have been defunded. There's less officers. Many officers are like, you know what? I don't want to go to jail. I don't want anything happening. So there might be this less of a aggressive front by a lot of police teams, you know, because of things that have happened over the last couple of years and years past. So, and then, of course, laws and, you know, they get arrested and then they get released the next day or same day. But also, some of these crimes, it's not, you know what, I'm going to take advantage and I'm going to steal a candy bar. I'm going to steal a purse. These crimes are just murderous, crimes that are not necessarily done by people that were known to be mass murderers. What makes somebody decide to just walk up to somebody and just push them down the stairs and kill them? like you saw with that subway, that Broadway, I think it was a Broadway producer or a Broadway writer, older woman, was pushed down the stairs randomly by some woman, and she dies from her injuries. Why would somebody do that? Why would somebody randomly push you in front of a subway that's moving? And they say, you know, oh, maybe he was homeless. Well, first of all, that a lot of people are homeless doesn't necessarily mean they have to be killers. And not everybody's homeless that are doing these things. These are just random people that just flip. So I worry that we're not really putting a lot of attention. We're putting a lot of attention, a lot of money on vaccines, and I get that, and promoting the vaccines, and you know, wear your mask and social distance, and I see all that, but I would really like to see some funding as to what this is really doing to our brain. Because if this was manipulated and this was designed, I mean, what better way to mess up a population than to make them have, you know, severe mental issues? In fact, I told you guys that if you ever have issues with your hearing or your smell or your taste, that could be a sign of a brain lesion or dementia. Then COVID came and people are like, yeah, so we're losing our taste and smell. And I'm like, that's significant. If you lose your taste and smell with COVID, that means it's affecting the brain. This virus goes to the brain. Oh, no, but it doesn't last long. Well, we have a study we're going to be talking about a little bit later saying if you lose your sense of smell, don't just blame COVID. It could be a sign of dementia. It could be a sign of Alzheimer's. Is anybody looking at, is COVID accelerating Alzheimer's? Is COVID accelerating dementia? I personally feel, based on now 2.5 years of people being sick with this, and I really think we had it in the fall of 2019, so we're going into almost year three, that this is a virus that is like no other. It's not a typical coronavirus, not a typical cold. It doesn't go away in 4 or 5 days. You know, maybe now it's not killing us like it originally did, but this is a deadly virus that really screws with you. It screws with your heart. It screws with your lungs. It screws with your voice. It screws with your smell, your taste. It screws with your brain. And if patients are saying they don't feel right, they're anxious, they're depressed, now we're coming into a recession. People are going to be losing their jobs. They're going to be losing their health insurance. They can't access a doctor. When you tell them, go see a doctor or go see a medical provider, they're like, they've closed down. Or my deductible's too high, or I can't afford it. So we are going to have a huge rise in people with mental illness. And I really believe COVID is a part of this. And so for any of you that have a family member, mother, father, whatever, in the house, that is really struggling with anxiety and depression, you need to get that person some care. Because you just wonder if all these baby killings and family killings and murder-suicides, like every other day you hear of a murder-suicide, what makes them decide just out of the blue to murder their loved one and then kill themselves? And again, they could be crazy. I learned in medical school 1 in 3 people have mental illness, but that was in the 90s. I think now it could be 1 in 2, maybe even higher. If any of you think COVID made you crazy, you don't have to call crazy. Yep, you could say made you moody, made you depressed, made you anxious, messed with your sleep. Please, for the love of God, get this checked out. There are things that could be done. We might not have a treatment for COVID-induced psychosis or COVID-induced mental illness. But there are ways to decrease inflammation. Maybe you do need a trial of Paxlovid. I don't know. Maybe you would need an antidepressant or a anti-anxiety medication. But I would rather we get on this before we hear anybody else kill their kids or their coworkers or themselves. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second quarter GDP report says the economy shrunk by 0.9%. This marks the second consecutive quarter of the economy shrinking, a key indicator that the economy is in a recession. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, mocks the Biden administration's latest effort to dismiss concerns of an economic recession.
Now? No, it's not a recession. The economy is just slowing. You'd rather redefine a recession than restore a healthy economy?
President Biden released a statement Thursday calling the report no surprise, but also arguing the job market and consumer spending are still strong. One person is dead after flooding hits parts of eastern Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear describing what happened as one of the worst flooding events in the Commonwealth's history. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you ever lost your luggage and never got it back? Any luggage I've lost, I've gotten back, so I've been pretty happy about that. But apparently there's a report that missing luggage ended up in the garbage at one airport. This is being reported by Business Insider. Passengers' lost suitcases were found dumped in the trash at an international airport. It was being reported by UTV. Some of the suitcases were opened. Baggage handler said some bags were removed as they contained perishable items attracting vermin. A whistleblower, who has requested to remain anonymous, shared photos with UTV, which showed a handful of suitcases placed in and around a large trash can for disposal outside a warehouse full of lost bags at the Dublin airport in Ireland. The photos were taken a few days ago in an area used by baggage handling company Sky Handling. Some of the luggage appeared to be opened. UTV reported that it showed the photos to Sky Handling, which said the baggage was thrown away for health and safety reasons. There have been a handful of cases where bags have not been recovered and which contain perishable items which are attracting vermin, whereby the bags have had to be removed to be destroyed for health and safety reasons. The company has allowed passengers to come to the warehouse at Dublin Airport to see if the luggage is there. Sky Handling didn't immediately answer to insiders' request for comment, but there are 4,200 lost bags owned by air passengers at Dublin Airport. Sky Handling was dealing with more than 2,800 pieces of luggage at the airport. So that's crazy. One traveler told Insider that he spent nearly $1,600 on replacement clothes and items after a suitcase went missing after an Air Canada flight from San Diego to Rome. Passengers have also said they've lost wedding dresses and their parents' ashes. This is, I think, a part of, I told you, I noticed a big change in customer service, in how things are done at airports, a huge, huge change. And I blame lack of staff. You know, it's not the pilot's fault. It's not, the flight attendant's fault. Just there's a lack of them. There's not enough. And so one of my friends was, I believe, traveling to Europe. This was a few weeks back. Pilot was there. Flight crew was there. All the passengers were there, ready to rock and roll. No baggage handlers. So they sat and waited for 2 hours. No baggage handlers to put the baggage on a plane. I would have done it myself. I would have been like, here, you know, let me do it. You know, you got that rolly thingy, let me do it. But nope, because, you know, things have to be done a certain way. So when you do have lack of staff and you have people overwhelmed and you also are in a position as an employer, we've all seen this, whenever you have a lack of staff, then whoever you do have, even if they stink, is a saint. And you're just so great. There's no way you're going to let them go because they're there. How many times have I worked shifts at places where other people didn't show up? I could do no wrong. Now, I didn't do wrong. I did my job. But you have other people going, well, who cares? I don't care about this. It's just a bag to me. To you or I, our bag is everything. We have our medications. We have gifts for where we're going, you know, to give to our family members. We have our underwear. To us, what's in that bag is the most important thing we need. Well, second to what we have on our carry-on, you know, for that trip. So to somebody else, it's another flipping bag. So, you know, I keep in mind that travel is different these days. And we're hearing a lot of stuff. And you always hear somebody goes, yeah, they lost my bag. You know, Seinfeld made a joke about it where he didn't tip enough, you know, with the bags. Back in the 90s, remember, he and Elaine were supposed to be going to, I forget where they were going. I think they were supposed to be going to Boston or whatever. And he asked for tip money. And she's like, yeah, what do you need? And he's like, well, I don't know. I think I need, you know, 10, 20. Whatever. She's like, no, you don't tip that much. So they ask. And they ask the baggage handler. They go, how much do you get? And the baggage handler in the 90s said $5 a bag. And, of course, you know, Seinfeld's like, okay, that's fine. Elaine's like, what? No way. That's ridiculous. That's highway robbery. That was in the 90s. I don't know if you guys tip $5 a bag. I tip, but I, you know, if now that I do most everything, you know, I don't really necessarily go out on the street to, I'll just go up and drop it off myself. Because at $5 a bag with a family of four, $20, it starts getting a little costly. But that in the 90s, that was even considered outrageous. It's still considered high now. So Seinfeld's bag went forward where it was supposed to go to Boston, and Elaine's bag got sent to Hawaii. And, you know, so I was worried about that when I saw that. I'm like, you know what, tip the baggage handlers. Don't mess around the sky captains. Don't mess with them because the bag could go the wrong place. Even though nowadays you have the stickers and things like that, you just, you know, just like don't, you know, give your food server a hard time because you don't want anybody to spit on the food. You don't want so keep in mind that if you are traveling and there's, you know, some BS that seems to happen. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Speaking of airports, we're getting a little bit more detail on what happened with Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner is the WNBA Olympian basketball player who was playing in Russia in the offseason, went to Russia, got detained because she had cannabis oil. And the Biden administration is trying to get her back now after all these months. She was arrested right before Putin invaded Ukraine. So now there might be a prisoner exchange of Griner and fellow detained American Paul Whelan for a convicted Russian arms trafficker who's serving a 25-year sentence in the U.S. Now, Griner's arrest, we're being told, was improper. Apparently, when she was at the airport, the Sheremetyevo International Airport on February 17, she had to open her bags. Griner's luggage was found to have what amounted to less than 1 gram of cannabis oil. No attorney was present. She testified. She said her rights were not explained to her. Apparently, she said no attorney was present when she testified. Her rights were not explained to her. According to Russian law, it should have occurred within 3 hours. Those rights would include a right to know what she was suspected of and to have access to a defense attorney from the moment she was detained, including the ability to have a private meeting before her first interrogation by authorities. She signed documents that were unclear to her. She had to use Google Translate on her phone to try to make sense of what was happening. Then the search, the arrests were improper. And so she testified she did not know the oil was in her bag. And she said she was stress packing in a rush. I still don't understand to this day how they ended up in my bags. She confirmed she had a doctor's prescription for the use of medical cannabis. And a lot of professional athletes, I guess, have it. She emphasized she never planned on bringing it to Russia to use it. And as I told you, she's worked in Russia before, so she knows the laws. She had a knee injury. She was in a wheelchair for a few months. So she used the substance for inflamed knee and ankle joints. She said she never used it before tournaments because that could disqualify her. And she has been tested for drugs, you know, prior to play and has been clean. So the prisoner swap has now been proposed. I don't know if the Russians are going to agree to it, but it's a convicted arms dealer, Victor Bout. His Russian prison sentence has been denounced as unfair. The plan has received the backing of President Joe Biden, overrides opposition from the Department of Justice, which generally frowns upon prisoner trades. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Biden were directly involved and signed off on the proposal. This was after Griner's wife had complained that she hadn't heard anything. Nobody called her, nobody, and then finally the next day Kamala Harris and President Biden called her. But I'm not sure what's going on. It's very highly suspect why they detained her, you know, right before the invasion. I understand she's not very popular among some, you know, with her, you know, regards to the national anthem and all that. So I get, you know, I get the controversy, but she's American. I want her home. And I don't want Russia messing with any of our Americans. 1-877-DOCTALI.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals! Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as I said earlier this morning, the biggest headline that is going to now plague us for the next few weeks is whether we're really, really in a recession and if the definition needs to change. And in fact, when I think of the Great Recession that we had, starting from 2008, kind of going way into the teens. That has now been debated. And some sources are saying that the Great Recession ended in 2009 when Obama took office. So, I think whatever we thought was going to be basic definitions are now going to change depending on who's in power and who's in office. And I told you what I've noticed in trends. And again, I'm middle-aged, so I really wasn't around before the 70s, so I don't know what happened in the 60s and 50s and all that. But the one thing I've noticed, and it could just be luck, or it could be policy, is you have president like Eisenhower, Republican, 50s are a time of growth. Then we hit recession, we hit some economic issues during the JFK, Lyndon B. Johnson years. Right? Then we have Carter. That was, we had Nixon. Not really sure what really happened with the economy there, but then we have Carter, and then Carter deals with the gas and the fuel crisis and all that. Then we have Reagan. We seem to have growth again. Then in the 90s, we have another recession. Then in the 2000s, we start to have a boom. Housing market, everything. Then that crashes, and then when Obama's in power, seems to have, again, struggling economy. Then Trump comes, things seem to, and I'm not saying all of them get credit, but this is the, you know, when you look at some waves of things, and I'll find it a little bit better. Economy starts to grow, things start to go a certain way. Then COVID comes, and then here we are with Biden. Biden gets a recession. So it seems to me that the Democrats seem to get the worst luck when it comes to us having economic downturns and recessions. Now, some people might blame Bush for the Great Recession. Other people blame Clinton policies on homes and the laxity of you have the balloon payments and people get into houses that they couldn't afford. And I told you, I had patients in the early 2000s saying, Dahlia, I am living in a $500,000 home. And I'm like, dang, but you work at 7-Eleven. How are you doing that? They're like, I was able to get the loan. You can easily get into these homes with hardly anything down. And I tell you, when they kick me out, they kick me out. But at least I'm in a $500,000 home. I'm like, duh. I would have thought that. I was like, I'm not going to get a home until I know I can afford it. And so we, but some people say those policies stemmed from Clinton. So when a president does something, they might get a lot of quan. They might be like, woohoo. But then the after effect hits future administrations. Then that future administration tries to fix it, may leave office, not get credit, or they might do something going, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do, we're going to pass Social Security, we're going to pass Medicare, we're going to pass the New Deal, we're going to, you know, do all this spending, climate change, energy, all that. And then when inflation goes up and all this, you know, all this money gets printed and all that, sometimes it could be the next administration that suffers. So Biden is going to say he inherited all this from Trump or inherited this from Putin and all that. I think a lot of the spending and a lot of the policies put us in this position. I think the Democrats get a lot of credit for coming up with these reforms and all this aid, and they get a lot of credit for that, but the Republicans seem to have to clean it up and get the economy going again. And for a lot of, you know, a lot of these presidents, they do. Then they go out of office, and then we get another, and you know, president, and then things go back to the way they were. So I'm not blaming all recessions on Democrats by any means, but there just seems to be the trend, these trends. And the biggest growth and the biggest prosperity and all that, you know, we just seem to, you know, see, I believe, with more fiscally conservative decisions. So people are now asking, are we going to go into a depression? If we have a recession, are we going into a depression? Well, if our administration doesn't want to call it a recession, Trust me, I doubt we're going to be hearing anything. I doubt anybody's going to be throwing that term around because people don't even want to use the term recession right now. But a recession is where you have a decline in the real gross domestic product for two consecutive quarters. That's the technical definition. Now, everybody's saying it's not that simple. Because what about jobs? What about unemployment? What about, consumer spending? What about production, retail sales? Well, our situation's a little bit skewed because we forced everybody out of work in a lot of the blue states in 2020. Then when we loosened things back up and said you could come back to work, there was all this credit of, wow, look at what we did for employment. Well, then we also have people that are unemployed by choice. So we've had such a labor shortage that we haven't necessarily called it unemployment per se, because if nobody wants to come to work, we have all these jobs. Unemployment means there's no jobs. We have the jobs. Now we're going to start losing the jobs because you can only pay staff so much. People aren't spending the money. Supplies cost a lot. So I think our definition of a recession is even more evidence to the true definition, because they say, no, look at this. We're having people come back to work. We're having people still spend. But people are spending because they're loading up on stuff. They're hoarding things. I see what they're doing with toilet paper, with water. They're expecting hurricanes. We're told that we're going to have one of the worst hurricane seasons. So people are already buying up, stocking up, getting their wood, lumber, in terms of power. People are, maybe got to get generators. Maybe we need to get a couple freezers. Maybe we need to get, our food sources up. I think a lot of people are in prep mode. So when somebody goes, well, look at spending, we're spending. Yeah, but the only spending I've been doing isn't for fun. It's to stock up. So, a depression is where there's an extreme downturn in economic activity, but it lasts several years. One of you had asked what happened with COVID. Was that a depression? Not entirely. Even though it did last more than two fiscal quarters, it as soon as some of us got to reopen back up, we went back. And man, artificially, when a government says you can only have 50% occupancy, that is, that's not the economy's fault. That's a political figure's fault. And you saw the demand, you saw the lines. So a depression is a more severe recession. And I doubt we're going to necessarily see a depression because we have credit cards. We have, governments. The government's just going to print more money. We have Medicare. We have Medicaid. We have CHIP. We have, all sorts of programs now that I don't think we're going to go into a depression, just like during the Great Recession. But there is that potential. So the only documented depression, although the news had said we had a little bit of a depression, early years, I don't think we've had a depression. It was just a recession. But they're saying the Great Recession only lasted 2 years. I thought it lasted a hell of a lot longer. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.